Unlike past wars, the end of war on terrorism will be less obvious. There'll be no surrendering treaty signed aboard a battleship or in a diplomatic conference room. While wars today may be less defined, one fact is crystal clear. Our enemies want us dead. Fortunately, we have men and women of the U.S. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine Corps, and the Coast Guard doing all they can to protect us. But it is up to us to remember their sacrifices.